As you'll know, if you visit a public library today, is about a lot more than books. It's where people go to use the internet or get legal advice or pick up COVID tests. And in some cities, it's now also where local entrepreneurs can get help turning their ideas into viable businesses. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
The Toledo Lucas County Public Library in downtown Toledo, Ohio, is a stately Art Deco building with murals made out of colored glass. Downstairs, in the less stately basement, Zach Huber is welcoming Marsha Hill back to the new small business and nonprofit workspace.
Hello, hello. Come on in.
It's a nicely lit room with meeting spaces, cubicles, and computers for anyone to use.
And you know the whole team, too, because you're in the space so much.
Yes, all the time, all the time.
Marsha Hill is one of thousands of Toledo area residents who've discovered the public library can help with their ventures. Hill has actually been running her nonprofit, Families for Fitness, for years.
Since 2011.
She sends fitness trainers into public schools to tackle childhood obesity. Until recently, she funded the operation herself. But now that she's retired from her job at the Jeep plant, she wants to make it more official so she can attract funding and scale it up. And she realized,
I need some presence.
I would say the phrase is capacity building.
That's a phrase Zach Huber knows well from the 6 years he spent in the nonprofit world. He knows Hill would benefit from having a website. So together, they're building one.
I could put my mission statement there?
Yeah, if you have it with you.
He's also setting her up on GuideStar. That's a database of nonprofits that you want to be on if you're seeking grants. And speaking of grants, Huber has loads of experience applying for them. Now he organizes classes on grant writing.
I've had over 100 people sign up for them.
All of this, the quiet workspace, the classes, the one-on-one coaching, it's all free.
A lot of working for a library nowadays is looking at what the public is actually in need of.
Allison Fiscus is the adult services coordinator at the library. What's happening in this Rust Belt city is part of a larger movement to make libraries hubs for entrepreneurship, where anyone can have free access to the databases and research support that you need to start a business. 5 years ago, Toledo had just a couple librarians spending part of their day on business-related questions. Now they have three doing it full-time and the brand new dedicated space. In a city still evolving out of its industrial past, Fiscus says it's money well spent.
We take very seriously that people have invested in the library, and we want to make sure we're maximizing everything that we put out.
And expertise on the team runs deep. For more than 20 years before becoming a librarian, Linda Faye Lucas did this kind of work for paying clients.
I was one of those consultants that charged hundreds of dollars.
Now, most of the people she works with are women. Many are women of color. One retiree started a gardening business. Another now does childcare out of her home.
Even the smallest business is going to help Toledo with raising up the whole community.
And when someone brings her a business plan that is not workable, Lucas says she'll be honest about it.
A lot of times it's giving them that real information that nobody else wants to sit and talk to them about.
For Marsha Hill, though, it's full steam ahead.
This is the tricky part. Yeah.
She and Zach Huber are working to finish up the About Us page on her website.
If we get this page done today, we will have checked off two of them.
Okay.
I think that's almost halfway done.
Hill says she's been coming to the library for years, but now...
You know, we are really growing a friendship. I appreciate you so.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you so.
She has another reason to love this place. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Toledo, Ohio.